Good morning. It is 8:19 and you're listening to Morning Edition on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. Joining me on the phone lines right now, we're talking to U.S. Senator John Bozeman. And Senator Bozeman, thank you for your time. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Jonathan. Thank you, as always, for letting me be on.
We appreciate you. Give us an update on some of the things that are taking place in the Senate, please.
Well, there's lots of different things going on right now. There are the confirmation process, trying to allow the people that the president feel like it is important to head these agencies, get them in place so that we can get going in that regard. The budget, right now we still are under the 2017 budget. We're working on it. We're working on the 2018 budget. So those are really the primary things. And then along with that, trying to push back on some of the overregulation that we've seen for the last few years, and doing so in a common sense measured way. These are things that many people feel like the president overstepped his bounds in the past, and or the agencies involved. Things like Waters of the U.S., things that are very, very important.
When you're talking about that, I think you've been on the committee that's been looking at the EPA head. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Public Works.
Yes, sir. Tell us a bit about that. About that process.
We're in the process of confirming Scott Pruitt. He's the Attorney General of Oklahoma, and I think that his confirmation will go forward without any problem. These are contentious things in the sense that the president has the right to have the people around him that are qualified. And what you get into is the idea that you don't like a person because you don't agree with his way of doing things. And so, it's always a battle, but generally, both sides have worked together to allow the people that the president nominates to have the ability, recognizing the right that the president has the ability to surround him with himself with the people he feels like he needs to get the job done.
I think that in relation, and we also have a couple of listener questions that we're going to be kind of working into this as well. And I think one of the concerns that some of our listeners have about especially this particular nominee is the environmental concerns. I think that if you loosen some of the regulations that were there before that were intended to try to look at some of those things, especially with the environment, that there could be some harm there. And I think there's some people that are really concerned about President Trump signing the executive order over the pipelines, for example. Can you comment on that, please?
Well, the future EPA administrator answered 1,200 questions. That's more than all of the incoming nominees for the same position in the Obama, Bush, and Clinton administrations, testified for 6 hours. So he's been thoroughly vetted. What he said is that he will enforce the law that the EPA mandate is under. And so he's not going to create areas that he simply doesn't have the authority to do. I mentioned Waters of the U.S., where you're federalizing all of the waters in the United States. That was put on hold by the court. It will be eventually ruled unconstitutional. Those are the kind of things that the EPA administrator doesn't need to be doing. So he said that he would work within the bounds of the laws that we're giving him. But I don't doubt for a minute that he doesn't want us to have a clean, safe environment. And that's really what it's all about. On the other hand, there are limits to his authority, and he has agreed to work within the limits of that authority.
I know that you're going to be meeting today with the Ag Secretary nominee, with former Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue. What do you hope to hear from Mr. Perdue about his thoughts on leading the Agriculture Department, especially with agriculture being a huge part of Arkansas's economy?
I had the opportunity to have lunch with him the other day and going to meet with him again today, and I'm really excited about him. He understands the importance of agriculture. It's in Arkansas, it's probably 25% of our economy, but in many areas of the state, certainly the communities that surround you and your listeners, it's not only 25%, in some cases it's 95%. And so we need to work very, very hard to protect rural America. I think Governor Perdue gets this. The other thing is that with agriculture, it's not Democrats and Republicans and things like that. It has to do with regional agriculture. Southern agriculture is different than the Iowas, the Indianas, Illinois, places like that. And then you've got the Great Plains. And the key is representing all of those fairly. And I really get the feeling that Governor Perdue will do a great job in doing that. So I've got some questions for him, you know, to make sure that we're, feel comfortable with his nomination. But I think everything I've heard and listened to him so far has been very good.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman joining us here on KASU. As I said, there are some questions that some of our listeners have been wanting to ask you, so I will go ahead and go into some of those listener questions, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
The first question is, there are some people that are concerned about President Trump's executive actions, and particularly that when President Obama signed executive orders, there were some that on the Republican side that were really concerned about the use of those executive orders. And now that we're seeing President Trump use executive orders, it seems like it's okay. Can you address that particular concern, please?
No, I think that's a very, very good question. And certainly all of the presidents, I've been in Congress during the Bush years and then the Obama years and now the Trump years, they've all used executive orders. I think the key is the order itself. And when we had the President of the United States, President Obama, basically say that he was going to disregard the immigration laws and do things his own way, which immediately was struck down by the courts and put on hold and things, that's a problem. That's an overreach. Now, we've got a similar situation going on with some question about the right of President Trump in regard to immigration. And, you know, some courts have ruled not in his favor. I think that will go all the way to the Supreme Court. But I think that there's, you know, when you listen to the legal scholars and things, I think there's a great body of evidence. In fact, I think most people feel like the Supreme Court will actually allow the president to have that authority in the sense that that's rooted in law. So we'll have to wait and see. But I think the executive order, it depends on what it is. I don't think anybody has questioned the things that he's done except for the immigration that has exceeded his bounds. And I think that really is the important thing.
And you're seeing a lot of protest around the nation with that particular thing. How do you think that should, as we go forward, how do you think that particular issue should be handled?
With the protest?
Well, with the protest and in general with this particular executive order in light of the immigration ban, yes.
Well, I think the courts will take care of the immigration situation eventually. It'll work its way through and probably work its way through pretty quickly. If they rule in the president's favor, fine. That's, he has that ability. If they don't, he doesn't have that ability, and we need to do something, or he needs to do something different. The good thing is making it such that we do respect the rule of law. We're a nation of laws. That's really what separates us from, the rest of the world. So nobody's going to fight more strongly for that than myself.
So when do you think that the president, here's another question from another listener, who's really concerned about when will Congress say, Mr. Trump, in all due respect, you need to start getting us involved in some of the process of things, because the perception is that he's just jumping forward with things and not involving the Congress. And so how can the Congress keep the president accountable when it appears to be that there's this kind of this oversight, if you know where that question is kind of going?
Yes, sir. No, I understand. And I think one of the problems of the Obama presidency is that he was not able to work with Congress, and it really is a tremendous effort, and you have to work very, very hard to get things put into a legal basis. So much of his stuff was done through executive order that we all knew, I think everybody knew, that the next president could come in and by executive order undo his executive order. And so that's what we're seeing going on right now, and that's really what's dominated the headlines. But behind the scenes, there's a lot of work going on with health care. There's lots of work going on with the budgeting process, things like that, which are so, so very important. So Congress is working. It's hard to believe. You know, we've only been in, essentially really been up and running for about 2 weeks, and just so much has happened. But no, Congress is working hard, and I think that you're going to see a lot of legislation coming out. One of the things that's consuming Congress right now is the confirmation process. And there's like 1,200 people that the president names, and then they have to be confirmed. And generally, there's cooperation. Most of President Obama's people were confirmed, you know, within a week or so. But now we're in a situation where, sadly, the Democrats are fighting us on every nomination, on everything. And so, you know, it's okay to fight back and things like that. I understand that they're upset that they lost the presidency. But at some point, you do have to rally together for the good of the nation. And again, you know, try and go forward. And I say that as somebody that allowed confirmation, again, of most of the president's appointments in the first couple of weeks of his presidency, realizing that he's got the right to have the people that he wants around him.
U.S. Senator John Bozeman, I know we're not going to be able to get to all of these questions, but there is a doctor who listens to KASU who is really concerned about the Affordable Care Act and had this particular question about health savings accounts and also talking about pre-existing conditions, because that seems to be something that is a huge concern to this particular listener, with the overall question being, what are elected officials doing to preserve equal, meaningful coverage for all constituents, including those low to moderate income and including those with pre-existing conditions? Can you please answer that question?
Well, I think pre-existing conditions is something that certainly we need to take care of. It's not fair that you develop diabetes, you develop heart disease or whatever, and all of a sudden you're in a situation where you become uninsurable. So I certainly support working out a mechanism that will take care of that. And I understand the doctor's concerned. I'm in the healthcare field myself. I'm an optometrist and have talked to scores of doctors. I would really encourage your listeners, though, to talk to their family practitioner, a doctor that they trust. And I'm certainly that this gentleman is also one of those. But the reality is that the Affordable Care Act, as it is right now, simply doesn't work. And we've gotten our situation, instead of controlling costs, we're driving them up. And the average Arkansan now has had their premiums doubled. They're in a situation with $5,000-$10,000 deductibles. We spent $1 trillion trying to get more people insured. We can do that without messing up everybody else's insurance. So, but as far as pre-existing conditions, things like that, that's something that certainly I understand his concern and have the same concern also.
And we will continue with more of these questions, and we've unfortunately run out of time of this particular segment. We'll talk to you more about these next month. And if you do want to submit your questions, you can look us up at KASU Public Radio on Facebook, and we appreciate you so much for sending those questions to us. Senator Bozeman, we also appreciate you for answering some of those questions, and we'll have more of those as we go along.
No, and I appreciate that, Jonathan, and I think it really is helpful both to your listeners and to myself. The other thing, besides, you know, contacting you and us doing them on the air, they can contact us through the internet, email, write a letter, a phone call, whatever. I would love to hear the concerns, as we go forward.
And since we didn't get a chance to get to all of this, I'll send this information to you. That way you can take a look at the whole context of that, since we didn't get a chance to address everything on the air.
Right.
So that
sure
works. Senator Bozeman, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
And bye-bye. And you can also listen to these interviews on our podcast on KASU as well, at KASU.org. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. We go back now to Morning Edition on 91.9 FM.